How about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here in the Florence Speedway pit area with tonight's Ralph Latham Memorial winner, Ricky Thornton Jr. Ricky, started seventh and worked your way up. At what point in the race did you know you had a car that could win this race? Did you feel it right away, or did it take a while to come in?
I mean, it probably took me 7-8 laps, really. And then I wouldn't even say at that point I really thought I had a car to win. I knew I had a car that I could run top four or so. I was really good around the bottom, and then I was able to get to third, probably 20 laps in or so. And then Hudson actually moved off the top, and then so that put him over 10 and me on the bottom. So I moved to the moved to the top, and I felt like I just really picked up my speed up there. And then I was able to get to the lead there, and I hit the wall a few times. So then I knew after I caught the wall a few times, I didn't know how bad the right rear was. So I kind of put my bed at that point. I knew I could only run the top just because the aero aspect of this deal has gotten so huge here the last couple of years that I knew if I would have went to the bottom, I probably would have been too loose. So I just kind of kept running around up there, and I'd make a good lap, I'd make a bad lap. I could look over a little bit off two, and I could see Overton. At one point, I saw Overton. I knew he was third on the boards. I knew Hud had to really be on my butt. So I don't know, just overall it worked out for us. I wouldn't say we struggled this week. We had a misfortune happen there at Atomic, and we ended up 11th because of it. And we ran fifth last night at Ponderosa, and then to win here, kind of told my guys today that my goal tonight was really to kind of win it or wear it. So it worked out for me.
You took the lead there right before halfway. Had to survive a couple of restarts. How concerned were you on those restarts that somebody would be able to get a slider on you?
I mean, I wasn't super concerned. The one time I got down turn one, and I just didn't turn in as good, and that led Overton actually pass me. And it was probably good that Overton was really running around the bottom. I think anyone else would have slid me in turn three. And he gave me plenty of room while they were off four, and I was able to get back to the lead. I just made sure that the next yellow, I didn't do that same mistake. And it worked out. I knew they were going to stay close. I just had to hit my marks the best I could. It was getting so hairy there getting in turn three. Like, you'd enter and hit the wall and then turn. And luckily enough, I just didn't hit the wall hard enough where I put the right front in the wall and really ended our night.
And then last thing here, but you started off the year really great. You got a couple of wins and everything. Lost the points lead a couple races ago. How important morale-wise is it for you and the team to come back strong with this win?
We've had really good speed all year. So, honestly, us losing the point lead, we've been discussing there's probably 10 guys realistically that could be leading the points. So as long as we can just keep ourselves in good position for when it gets here towards the end of the year. If we can go out and win every night, obviously I think it'd take care of itself. But we just got to control what we can. And by the time it gets to Eldora at the end of the year, as long as we're in the top four, that's the main thing.
All right, that's tonight's Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series winner, Ricky Thornton Jr.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.